Excluding reports of famine and the large-scale spread of HIV/AIDS, countries in Africa rarely make news headlines. Well, commentator Sid Arthur Mitter wants to change that.
Mauritania isn't in the news very often. It's a West African country three times the size of Arizona, home to 2.5 million people living in a desert climate. An authoritarian president, Mawia Ultaya, had held power largely undisturbed for more than 20 years when a military coup unseated him this month. That overthrow set in motion a familiar pattern. Other countries, including the United States, officially condemned it. The African Union suspended Mauritania's membership. Then the new rulers made the right noises about a short transition period and promised free elections, and the international community quietly resumed diplomatic ties. Just because Mauritania is not often in the news doesn't mean important things aren't going on there. Already rich in minerals, Mauritania is about to start producing oil from abundant, recently discovered offshore reserves. An Australian oil company, Woodside, is its partner. The French company Total is exploring onshore. Recent oil windfalls in impoverished Equatorial Guinea and Chad suggest the new wealth is a bonanza for those in power, especially when the price of crude is heading towards $70 a barrel. In Mauritania, coup plotters made sure to act before the pumps were switched on. Mauritania is also an American ally in the so-called War on Terror. It's a Muslim country with diplomatic ties to Israel. At first, some feared the coup was an Islamist takeover. Not a chance, although Saudi money is pushing hardline Islam there just like everywhere else. You see, Mauritania has powerful protection. The country belongs to a military agreement called the Pan-Sahel Initiative. Four countries, Mauritania, Mali, Niger, and Chad, are discreetly receiving U.S. military aid. Special forces teams are training their armies in counterterrorism. Between that and the oil, the promise of free elections looks like a mirage. Would the military and its U.S. backers let a pro-Islamist party exercise real power if it won? If Mauritania cancels or rigs its elections, U.S. diplomats will, of course, condemn this gross violation of democratic principles. The military ties will continue. The bet is that the American public won't notice the contradiction. After all, Mauritania is not often in the news.
Sid Arthur Mitter is a Boston-based independent writer on politics and culture.